بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah salam and salam be upon the noble prophet, his household, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. The explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah continues, and this is verse 178. قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص في القتلى الحر بالحر والعبد بالعبد والأنثى بالأنثى فمن عفي له من أخيه شيء فاتباع بالمعروف وأداء إليه بإحسان ذلك تخفيف من ربكم ورحمة فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم. The translation of the meaning, the overall translation of the meaning, O who you believe, al-qisas, which is the law of equality and punishment, is prescribed for you in case of murder. The free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. But if the killer is forgiven by the brother or the relatives of the killed against blood money, then adhering to it with fairness and payment of the blood money to the hire should be made in goodness, in fairness. And this is an elevation and a mercy from your Lord. So after this, whoever transgresses the limits, meaning he kills the killer after taking the blood money, he shall have a painful torment. The explanation, قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O who you believe, and we discussed earlier the benefits of addressing in this form, O who you believe. The benefits were discussed earlier in many places. Then كتب عليكم القصاص. Al-Qisas, which is the law of equality of punishment, is prescribed for you. It is said here, Kutiba. So, it is Maktub. So, Al-Fardu is called Maktub. The obligation is called written, because Al-Kitaba, writing, is, or Al-Kitaba asserts as valid, as confirmed. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2 verse 282, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنْتُمْ بِدَيْنٍ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّا فَاكْتُبُوهُ. Oh, who you believe, when you contract a debt for a fixed period, write it down, faktubu, because this is an assertion as valid, as confirmed. Al-qisas includes the killing and what is lesser in degree, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 45, وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٌ وَالْجُرُوحَ قِصَاصٌ, and wounds equal for wounds. And certainly wounds are lesser in degree than the killing. So Al-Qisas here is the equality of punishment, and it ascribes to the killing as well as to that which is lesser than the killing, as in this case in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 45, and wounds equal for equal. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said concerning the breaketh of a tooth of one of the girls of the Ansar, when Ar-Rabi', may Allah be pleased with him, broke her tooth, the Prophet ﷺ said, Kitabullahi al-Qisas, equality of punishment as stated in the Book of Allah. Equality of punishment as stated in the Book of Allah. And the hadith is reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Here in this verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was referring to the state of murder. He said, في القتلى, في القتلى, in case of murder. And in Surah Al-Ma'idah, in the killing and in that which is of a lesser degree, as stated in the full verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 45, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْعَيْنَ بِالْعَيْنِ, and we ordain therein for them life for life, eye for eye, nose for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. And we ordained therein for them life for life, eye for eye, nose for nose, ear for ear, tooth for tooth, and wounds equal for equal. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في القتلى, in case of murder. Meaning in case, in the referring to the affairs of murder or murdering, not referring to the killed themselves. It refers to the rulings regarding the case of murder and the punishment. After the generality in the verse, القصاص في القتلى began in the generality. Al-Qisas, the law of equality and punishment, is prescribed for you. Then he gave details. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave details. And he said, Al-Hurru bil-Hur, the free for the free. Wal-Abdu bil-Abdi, meaning the slave to be killed for the slave, for killing the slave. Wal-Untha bil-Untha, and the female for the female. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So the one forgiven is the murderer. مِنْ أَخِيهِ, if the killer is forgiven by the brother or the relatives of the killed. So if he is forgiven, then in this case al-qisas is dropped, is lifted, and therefore the one forgiving should follow that which is good. When taking the blood money, meaning he should not act in a way like following their gifts with reminders of their, you know, generosity and with injury. He shouldn't follow it with any kind of reminder of generosity or any kind of injury in word and so forth. It should be taken with al-ma'roof, with goodness. With fairness. So what is obligatory upon him, upon the family of the killed, or the brother of the killed, or his relatives, is to follow that with fairness, and goodness. And adhere to the agreement between these parties with fairness, and not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the other party, وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ, meaning the brother of the murderer or his relatives. Should treat those forgiving them with goodness and give them what they agreed upon in terms of the blood money in goodness and without delay. In the beginning of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. In the beginning, فَاتِّبَاعٌ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And then, وَأَدَاءٌ إِلَيْهِ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So he mentioned al-ma'ruf and ihsan. Why? Because the killer, the murderer, is expiated. Nothing expiates his bad deed except the goodness in this case. And therefore the goodness should come from whom? From the hires. And as to those, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned here, ihsan, goodness and fairness. In contrast, those forgiving, they did not commit a crime in the first place. Rather, they have done good when they waived and dropped the qisas, the equality of punishment, for the blood money. So he called it here al-ma'ruf. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. What is this referring to? This meaning, this is an alleviation and a mercy from your Lord. What is this? What is it? What is meant by ذَلِكَ? Here, what is denoted is what was mentioned earlier concerning the obligation of qisas, equality of punishment, and the permissibility to forgive. This is lightening the situation, the permissibility is a lightening of the obligation of qisas. And Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, mentioned that the children of Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained upon them al-qisas. And this ummah, concerning this ummah, however, it was lightened upon them. Why? Because the person may have some kind of mercy towards the killer or the murderer, because in certain circumstances he may be one of his relatives, and there may be other considerations which prevent him from executing the qisas, the equality of punishment upon the killer. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightened the matter upon the ummah. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. And to him belongs all the praise. مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. From your Lord. And Ar-Rab means the creator, Al-Malik, the possessor of the kingdom, Al-Mudabbiru li-Khalqihi, the one who runs the affairs of his creatures, of his creation, as he wishes, and as necessitated by his wisdom. This is the meaning of Ar-Rab. Wa-Rahma, Rahma, mercy upon all parties. Rahma upon the killer, the murderer, whereby the killing is dropped when he was forgiven by the relatives of the murdered, and also mercy concerning the relatives of the murdered, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it allowable for them to take in return a compensation, and this is the blood money. So because the matter is either an obligation of equality of punishment or free forgiving. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even made, because of His mercy, He allowed this and allowed the permissibility to take the compensation. So therefore, in all of that, there is rahman al-jami'. Rahman al-jami', mercy for all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse, فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And there comes the warning that so after this, whoever transgresses the limits, meaning kills the killer after taking the blood money, he shall have a painful torment. He shall have a painful torment. And also, this could also mean, it could possibly also mean, whoever transgresses from the family of the murdered or from the family of the murderer. This is the overall explanation of the meaning. Now to the benefits. First benefit, the importance of al-qisas, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed it to the believers. And in the beginning of the address, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started, Ya ayyuhal ladina. And this is Ya for nida, calling. And this necessitates drawing attention. And such an address relates the importance of the matter being addressed. And therefore the qisas which came after Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-qisas, equality of punishment, is prescribed for you. So this tells the importance of the matter. Secondly, that the execution of the qisas, the execution of the equality of punishment, is from or is necessitated by iman. Is something entailed by iman, because the address was directed at the believers. The third benefit, relinquishing the execution of qisas, is an indication of diminished iman, decreased iman. Fourthly, the obligation to allow the execution to be carried on when it is decided. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِصَاصِ. Al-Qisas is prescribed upon you. Fifthly, giving consideration to the equality in punishment. Equality in punishment vis-a-vis the murderer and the murdered. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Hurru bil-Hurr, the free for the free, the slave for the slave, and the female for the female. So the free is to be killed for the free, for killing a free, even if their qualities differ. For example, a learned man, a learned, sane man, rich, generous, brave, kills a poor, blind, deaf, dumb, coward, ignorant person, then he is to be killed for him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the free for the free. seventh benefit is that the slave is to be killed for killing the free. Eighth, the slave is to be killed for killing a slave, even if their value differs, because of the general statement, وَالْعَبْدُ بِالْعَبْدُ, the slave for the slave. And also, if the slave is killed by a free man, then this is a matter of difference of opinion between the scholars. Some of them said that the free is to be killed for killing the slave, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 45, وَكَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فِيهَا أَنَّ النَّفْسَ بِالنَّفْسِ and we ordained therein for them life for life, eye for eye, nose for nose. And because of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لا يحل دم امرئ مسلم إلا بإحدى ثلاث, the blood of a Muslim is not lawful to shed except in three situations. From them is the adulterer who was married, and the life for life. And this is the correct opinion. And this is the correct opinion. And this is the correct opinion that he is to be killed for killing the slave. Now, and the third one in the hadith is the one who forsakes his deen and abandons the jama'ah, the community. And this is the correct opinion. And the second opinion is that the free is to be killed for killing the slave if he is his owner. If he is his owner. Due to the hadith by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, who said, من قتل عبده قتلناه. Whoever kills his slave will kill him. وَمَنْ جَدَعَ عَبْدَهُ جَدَعْنَا, and whoever cuts off, amputates the nose or the like of his slave's body, will do the same for him. Will do the same for him. And however, taking this hadith as a point of evidence for their opinion is something questionable, because there is difference of opinion concerning the degree of authenticity of this hadith. And second is to be said that if the master is to be killed for killing his slave while he is possessing him, then by all means it's more fitting that the one who doesn't owe the slave is to be killed for him killing him, for him killing his slave. And as to the hadith, لا يقتل حر بعبد, the free is not to be killed for the slave, this is ضعيف, this is weak. So the correct opinion is that he is to be killed for killing the slave. Tenthly, is that the female to be killed for killing the female, even if their qualities differ. Even if their qualities differ. And from the benefits is that the female is to killed for the male, for killing a male. And 12 is that the correct opinion that the male is to be killed for killing the female. Because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam killed a Jew. This Jew crushed the head of a girl between two stones. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered his head be crushed between the two stones. And this is in Bukhari, volume 3, 596. Hadith 596. A Jew crushed the head of a girl between two stones, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ordered his head be crushed between two stones. And the 13th benefit, the permissibility to waive the qisas for the blood money and take as a compensation the blood money. Is it permissible for him to forgive for nothing freely? The answer is yes. He has the right to the blood of the killed or the relatives of the killed, the brother of the killed, of the murdered, or the relatives of the murdered. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recommended the forgiving when he said in Surah Al-Baqarah 237, in chapter 2, 237, وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى وَأَن تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And to forego and give is nearer to at-taqwa, piety and righteousness. And because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in Surah At-Taghabun, chapter 64, verse 14, وَإِن تَعْفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. But if you pardon them and overlook and forgive their faults, then verily Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the people of paradise. He said concerning their description in Surah Al-Imran 3:134, from their qualities, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Those who spend in Allah's cause, in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men, verily Allah loves al-muhsineen. However, the recommended pardoning is the one sought where there is islah, correction. As in Surah Ash-Shura 42:40, the recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof, but whoever forgives and make reconciliation, the recompense for an evil is an evil like thereof, but whoever forgives and makes reconciliation, corrects, his reward is due from Allah. So if there is anticipation of correction and reconciliation, for example, take an example. If the murderer is known to be qualified with righteousness, however, he fell into this grave error, and it is to our conclusion, or it is
Yes, it is to our conclusion that it's most likely if we forgive him, then he will be upright and his situation will be corrected. Then in this case, the pardoning is better. Especially in cases where he may have weak offspring and the like. On the other hand, if we come to know that the murderer is known for his evil and corruption, and that if we forgive him, this will only increase his evil and corruption, then in this case, relinquishing the pardoning should take precedence. Rather, it could turn to be a duty bound not to forgive him or pardon him. 14th point of benefit. If some of the relatives of the murdered forego or pardon, then the qisas is entirely dropped. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ شَيْءٌ شَيْءٌ. This is a negation, nakira. تَعَمُّ الْقَلِيلَ وَالْكَثِيرِ. This is a negation format which covers the few and the many. So therefore, if in the case one of the hires of the murdered, say for example he has 1,000 shares of the inheritance, and he forgives and pardons, then this forgiveness covers the rest of the hires. Because al-qisas la yatabaad, al-qisas is not partitionable. The equality of punishment is not partitionable. 15th point of benefit, that the blood money for intentional killing is upon the murderer. This point of benefit is very important, that the committer of the major sin does not exit the fold of Iman, the fold of faith. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ عُفِيَ لَهُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. But if the killer is forgiven by the brother of the killed, if the killer is forgiven by whom? By the brother of the killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered the murdered, the killed, a brother of the murderer, of the killer. Were he to be considered out of the state of Iman, Allah would not have called him a brother of the killed. 17th point of benefit. Refuting two innovating sects. They are Al-Khawarij, the dissidents, the rebellions, and the Mu'tazilites. The two sects, Al-Khawarij, the rebellion, the dissidents, and the Al-Mu'tazilites. Because they say that the major sin doer is not a believer. exited the fold of Iman. The Khawarij, however, say that he is, explicitly they state that he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever for committing the major sin. The Mu'tazila on the other hand, the Mu'tazilites on the other hand say that he is in a state between two states, between Iman, between faith, and between kufr and disbelief. Between belief and disbelief. So he is neither a kafir nor a mu'min. Neither a kafir nor a mu'min. Neither a disbeliever nor a believer. And both agree, however, on the other hand, that he is doomed for hell, that he is in hell forever. That he is in hell forever. This verse, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him a brother of the killed, this refutes both groups. This refutes both groups, because he is a brother, therefore he is in a state of Iman, and he committed major sin, and this is the killing of his brother. 18th point of benefit, goodness should be followed by the relatives of the killed person. This means that if they forgive and forego the equality of punishment, seeking the equality of punishment, they waive it to take the blood money, then they should follow that with goodness, meaning they should not transgress against the killer. They should not harm him, and they should not show any kind of doing, quote, a favor upon him. 19th point of benefit, that fairness should be the manner to deal with the agreement concerning the blood money offered by the murderer side. They should deal with that with fairness. And from the benefits is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightened upon this ummah this matter of qisas by making it permissible for them to forgo and to pardon. And also Allah's mercy is upon them by making it permissible for them to take a compensation. How this is concluded? This is concluded from the saying of Allah in the same verse. ذَلِكَ تَخْفِيفٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. This is an alleviation and a mercy from your Lord. This is lightening the matter upon the killer, and a mercy to the family of the killed, where Allah permitted them to take a compensation in return. Otherwise they would have been told, either you forgive for nothing free, or you take by the qisas, you seek the application of the law of equality and punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here brought with His mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala the permissibility to take blood money, iwad, compensation for that. 21st point of benefit, إثبات الرحمة لله, affirming the attribute of mercy to Allah. And this is a real mercy, which necessitates the occurrence of favors and warding off of harm and wrath. And the people of Ta'til, the people of negation, they interpret Ar-Rahmah, they interpret Allah's mercy by saying Al-In'am, favoring, or the intention of favoring, of bestowing, and they deny the reality of Ar-Rahmah, of mercy, and they had gone astray in that. Because Al-In'am, favoring, or intending to favor, is from the effects of mercy, but they are not its essence. Twenty-second and the last benefit, the transgressor, after the application of the equality of punishment, after the application of qisas, anyone who transgresses after the application of al-qisas, or after taking the blood money, is under the threat of severe and painful torment. Anyone who transgresses from either party, from the killer's side or from the killed side, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فَمَنْ اَعْتَدَى بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَهُ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So after this, whoever transgresses the limits, he shall have a painful torment. This brings the end of the explanation of this important verse. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.